Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The sister of India's main opposition leader, Rahul Gandhi, has formally joined politics months ahead of general elections. Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has been appointed as one of the general secretaries of the Congress Party. Here's Yogita Lemurye.
With just months to go for a national election, Ms. Gandhi's appointment is being seen as a major push by the Congress Party to try and win back power in India. In 2014, it suffered a humiliating defeat to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's BJP party. Questions have often been raised about the popularity of the Congress's president, Rahul, who is Priyanka Gandhi's brother. In comparison, she's thought to be more charismatic and someone who connects easily with voters. The siblings come from India's leading political family. Their father, grandmother and great-grandfather all served as Prime Ministers of India.
The government of Zimbabwe has defended the operation by its security forces following violent protests over a sharp rise in fuel prices. The country's Human Rights Commission said opposition activists had been subjected to severe beatings. Andrew Harding is in Harare.
A spokesman, Nick Mangwana, told the BBC that when things get out of hand, a bit of firmness is needed. The country's Human Rights Commission has accused the police and army of indiscriminate attacks on civilians as young as 11. Soldiers in Harare were seen beating a large group of minibus drivers in the city on Tuesday evening. President Emmerson Mnangagwa's proposal of a national dialogue with opposition parties has been rejected by the MDC, which insists that the authorities should first release several of its MPs and hundreds of civilians. The government says its tough economic reforms will continue, arguing that there can be no progress without pain. Some union leaders and human rights activists remain in hiding.
Russia has given foreign military attachés a briefing on a contentious new missile system and has again insisted it's in full compliance with a key arms control treaty dating back to the Cold War. The United States says it'll pull out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty unless Russia destroys the missiles as they breach its terms. The authorities in Ethiopia have arrested a former government minister on suspicion of embezzlement. Bereket Simon, a close ally of the former Prime Minister, Meles Zenawi, was detained at his home early on Wednesday, as was the former head of a state-owned company. There have been a string of arrests of ministers and officials associated with the governments of Mr. Meles and his successor since the reformist Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed took office. BBC News.